squads, cover the other exits.
Yes, sir. You men, with me.
We have the warehouse surrounded. Give yourself up now. It'll be for the best.
You're sure he's in there, Captain Astor?
Sir Toby, I didn't realize you'd be attending in person.
I do have something of a special interest.
Of course. Yes, doors are barricaded from the inside, sir. Sergeant West has witnesses confirming the target entered the warehouse less than 2 hours ago.
2 hours is a long time.
We're searching the car he commandeered this morning. Not sure he's armed, but we can't take the risk. No sign of the murder weapon, but there were tracks from his Land Rover all over the scene, and the fingerprints, of course.
Yes, not like him to be so slapdash.
We've had the safe houses under observation for the last few days, ever since the incident. He had to turn up somewhere eventually, sir.
If you're absolutely certain.
I am. Now, excuse me, Sir Toby, I've a murderer to apprehend. Sergeant West, take your men in!
Sir!
Not long now, sir.
No. You run an efficient operation, Captain. I'm glad you can lend a hand at countermeasures. In the interim.
Of course. I'll be back to HQ once we're done here. I'd hoped we could talk about making the position more permanent.
Indeed. I shouldn't mention these other duties to Professor Jensen. She may take it the wrong way. She and the group captain were very close.
Pull back! Take cover!
West! What are you doing, man?
There's a bomb, sir.
A what?
On a timer, sir. Too late to disarm it, sir.
Damn it. And the target?
No sign, sir.
Right. Get your men back!
Come with me, Sir Toby. Back to the vehicles.
Fall back! Take cover!
So, he's evaded us again after all.
Gilmore can't run forever, sir.
No, I don't suppose he can.
You've had no word from him? Nothing at all?
I've managed to dig out personnel files for the... Oh, sorry. Didn't realise you were on the phone.
So you'll let me know. Thank you, Mrs. Connell. Bye. Now, Alison, you have my full attention.
Our vanishing professors. It turns out Deacon and Beresford both did postgrad research together at the same med school. Used some of my Cambridge connections to dig out their history.
Well done, Alison.
And they were stationed together just before the war, at some out-of-the-way research facility, along with a couple of others, all retired now, of course. But guess what?
No trace of them either?
Right. Not been seen all week.
There's a lot of it about. Even Sir Toby's been more elusive than usual. I'm sure he's given us this job as a distraction. We're a scientific investigation unit, not a missing persons bureau.
A distraction from what?
I'd get more peace in Paddington. Come in!
Professor Jensen, good to see you again.
Alison, this is Captain Astor. Sir Toby brought him in while you were up in Cambridge. Captain, this is my assistant, Dr. Alison Williams.
Dr. Williams.
Hello. Filling in for Ian, are you?
Yes, miss. I know you're used to dealing with the group captain, but I aim to make the transition as smooth as possible.
Transition? I understood this was a temporary arrangement.
We shall see. Not down to me. I came to tell you one of your missing scientists has turned up.
Oh, that's good news, at least.
Not really, miss. He was face down in the Thames. They think it's Professor Deakin.
What do you mean, they think it's Deakin?
Probably.